Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We celebrated National New Kids on the Block Day today. We played some new kids called Kids, the new new.
Yes, and we sent April
to
go see them.
In June. Look at that.
Yeah.
Also, we found out that many of you have things in your workspace that bring you joy because you got to feel a little bit happy while you're at work.
Sometimes it's your kids' art.
Yeah, it could be that. Sometimes it's a toilet that makes funny noises when you push a button on it.
That was your desk.
That's right. Sorry, yes. I have one now. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
As I look around my office, you look around your cubicle, you look around your desk, you think, man, what in here is bringing me joy? 80% of people take pride in their workspace setup. So what fun thing do you have in your office, your cubicle, on your desk that brings you joy? Text it to us at 312-233-1019. Terry says, I have a golf ball and crystal collection on my desk.
Ooh.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. 219, I have a clock, but the only time on it says, time to go home. That's fun. It's like a Spencer's Gifts thing.
I like that.
630, I have a narwhal tape dispenser.
Narwhals are so cute, yeah, and they're cool. So popular lately.
And they're real, which makes no sense.
That's true. They like unicorns
of the sea. My mini bright red Keurig machine on my desk. 630, that's bringing me joy. I get that. 612, I've got a Minnesota Vikings Tiffany lamp. Favorite part of my office. It's kind of fun.
Okay.
815, I have a hidden drawer filled with Bush lattes.
Ooh.
That'll make anybody happy. What makes you happy and brings you joy in your workspace? Very similar. 708, I have hidden bottles of booze in my drawer. That's nice. 815, I have magnets. They're awesome. Okay. What brings you joy? 847, my four assistants. Smiley face.
Dang.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you do? Respond just and let us know what you do, 847, with four assistants. That's a lot. I have artwork for my 3 and 4 year olds. Yeah, that is sweet. You look over there like, oh, that's nice. 815 is buttering us up. I like listening to the mix. That brings me joy in the workplace.
Yay!
Keep it up. Mm-hmm. I like that. 312, I have a small, tiny toilet that makes a flushing sound. Brings me a lot of joy in the workspace. 312, I like that.
I think you need that.
A little toilet?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
But don't use it.
He would bring you joy.
Let me get a full size in there. I don't have to get up. Oh, this is cute. 708, my granddaughter gave me a purple slime dinosaur. It sits on my desk. That brings me joy.
Oh, nice.
Aw. 630, I'm a teacher, and I'm one of the few in my school whose classroom has windows. Talk about joy.
Oh, yeah.
773, I have a pet rock. Yeah, it's nice. It won't run away.
Those are making a comeback, apparently.
Pet rocks?
Yeah, kids love pet rocks now.
Let's go. 219, our office has a Christmas tree that we decorate with every changing season. Absolutely love it. That's a good one. 224, I have a thing called the pulled pork stress pig. You just stretch the pig when you're feeling stressed out. It's kind of nice. Let's see here. 224, I like to take the forklifts outside, and then we build an obstacle course in the parking lot.
Oh, wow.
Have you ever seen a forklift driver who's like really good at driving the forklift?
Yeah.
It's intense.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty impressive. Funko Pops, I've got Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves. They're all on my desk, and they spend a lot of their time with Alexander Hamilton in the middle.
That's nice.
That's very cute. Keep them coming. Let's see, I have solar dancing figurines, one for each season, so they start dancing when the sun comes up. That's kind of fun.
That's cool.
I got an old Playboy calendar in my toolbox, 773.
Fantastic.
It's kind of fun. I've got a jellyfish LED lamp, so it looks like a jellyfish is, like, floating next to you. It's kind of fun. Every morning, it's the Dunkin' Donuts hot coffee sitting next to me on my desk. Whip, you don't have to text in.
Right. Next time, I won't.
815, I feel the best at work when my dog comes over and takes a nap next to me. Oh, that's nice. Even if you're working from home or you have an office that allows pets. Mm-hmm. And finally, the number one things that brings me joy at work, it's on my desk and it's in my office, it's the door, because that means I get to go back home. Thank you, 81847. There you go.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
We find ourselves now live at WAHS, rocking the beaches and the docks, all of the hits and none of the misses, live just outside of Detroit. Shout out to anybody currently serving a life sentence. Yes. We appreciate your support.
Yes.
And we just heard from a couple new guys at Inmate143 says, love hearing Nikki every morning.
Yeah.
Live in WAHS.
Yeah, they were the big supporters of the station.
You got to have people listening, you know what I mean? That was Nikki. That was an actual air check of Nikki.
Yeah.
We call an air check a recording of someone on the radio. That was Nikki at her high school radio station, WAHS. The only one of us that officially had a high school radio station. Now, we had college radio. I know Whip was on college radio. I did college radio. Yeah. Someone texted, my son wants to get into radio. What colleges did you all go to? Illinois State, Michigan State, U of I, and Chicago. Or
UIC.
UIC.
Yeah.
University of Illinois, Chicago.
What's nice about UIC?
I always want to say University of Chicago.
Yeah, that's the nice thing. People think you went to the smart one.
You're like, thank you.
You're like, I didn't.
Welcome to the show, a fellow Chris. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Hi, good.
High school radio?
Yeah, I work over at WDGC in Downers Grove.
There we go, WDGC, nice. Downers Grove. Does the station have a name like The Mix or The Jams or The Zip?
No, just WDGC.
It's hard to say.
It's been around since 1969.
Wow. And what's your role there at WDGC?
I'm a... teacher's assistant and the daytime manager.
Daytime manager, okay.
Man, yeah.
Now, are you guys spinning tunes on that radio station?
Oh, for sure. We have everything. So, we love playing 80s music, though.
80s. Okay, great.
Do you have it as an actual class, like in a curriculum at school, or is it just more of an extracurricular thing?
So we have both. We have radio class and then the radio club. We have DJs throughout the day that come during their free periods, and then we have some that come after school to do their shows in the evening.
Mm-hmm. Look at that.
You ever have any of the DJs kind of go rogue on you and start giving you their thoughts on, like, some kids in their classes or something that you don't want them to do?
Oh, yeah. We've definitely had to tell them, like, what's allowed and what's not.
Okay.
Not calling out their friends.
With prom just around the corner, have there been any promposals on air?
Not yet. Yet,
uh-oh.
We've had talks of, like, possibly someone trying to do something like that, but I think they were going to ask them more through a podcast.
Oh, of course. I mean, they're not.
Back, you know.
You got to give them some incentive. It'd be
that's
a good
right.
marketing stunt.
Right.
You know, everybody's got to tune in right here at this time in order to win Taylor Swift tickets or hear about a promposal. And then it ends up being the promposal, but they're there.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Something to think about. Now, Chris, you said they like 80s music. Is that the kids, the students, are choosing to play 80s rock?
Oh, yeah, they play everything. I had a kid who was obsessed with Eurythmics.
Really?
Wow.
Are you sure it wasn't Whip?
Yeah. High school freshman obsessed with Annie Lennox and Eurythmics.
Really?
I can see that.
Walking on broken glass, those kids.
There's nothing out there like that today. You're not going to get Would I Lie to You. You're not going to hear Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. You're going to have to go back to the originals. That's right.
Yep.
Now, Chris, on Friday, the Taylor Swift album came out. Did you guys do anything big with Taylor Swift? Did you play the whole album, or were the kids like, poo-poo, we don't want that, crank up the Eurythmics?
Oh, we definitely had some that were asking to play Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, like, a whole dedicated show to it during their lunch period, and then the usual kids took over after.
Wow.
Now, last question. Do the kids get to bring in their own music and play it, or does it have to be station approved?
It has to be station approved.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah. We would bring in our own. I would bring in Nine Inch Nails and try to edit it live on the air with the swears.
Yeah. You like an animal.
So,
it's a lot. Yeah.
I think your move is much more safe.
Well, Chris, we should get your info, and you should bring the college radio or the high school radio group into the mix so we can show them around.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah. I think they'd like that.
So is it Downers Grove Central? Is that the school?
Downers Grove North High School.
North. Okay, great. And what's the mascot there?
The mascot is the Trojan. We have Trojan Man.
Okay, so you're on Trojan Radio. It's safe for everybody. Something like that could work, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
You guys should get sponsored. Maybe you can make some money.
Something to think about. Yeah, and promote safe sex.
Yeah.
All right.
We thought you were going to be a little smoother than that. I mean, come on.
You've worked with me long enough to know that ain't true.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
What was your recent, it was on sale, lie? We're going to flip the script. Hi, Christy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your husband lied to you.
He did lie to me. He came home with an Xbox because it was on sale.
Uh-huh.
But it was around his birthday, so I had already been looking up like the prices of Xbox. Otherwise, he could have probably pulled one over on me.
So you knew what the price of the Xbox was. He lied to you. No, it was on sale. Don't worry about it. And you were like, I know it's not on sale. I can see what it costs.
Yeah, they're the same price everywhere.
Yeah, because they're Xbox.
You let it go because it was his birthday, though, yeah. Right? You were like, fine, but just so you know, you're busted.
Or did you leave him?
No, I kept him and the Xbox.
Okay. Now, have you caught him doing this any other time, or was this a one-time instance?
I mean, that was like a big one. Maybe the only one that I would call him out on.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Lots of people texting, got my daughter a drum set for her 12th birthday. I just had it. It was on sale. Don't worry about it. So I think that happens a lot. Often, I think in a relationship, one person tends to be the purchaser for a lot of things, you know, and before you know it, you're like, whoa, what is this? It was on sale. It's just easier, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would think. Nikki, thank you for your vulnerability.
You know,
and your daily on sale purchase.
I'm a liar.
I'm a liar.
Yeah. The other one on that list I love is I'm fine. That's the biggest one.
But that's like the I'm fine answer is while you're like processing your emotions. You're like, I don't know what section of this I want to complain about yet. Like, I need to have a better argument. So right now I'm fine.
But you're not, though.
Oh, usually, well, no, when I say I'm fine, I'm not fine.
You're not.
No, that's what I'm saying, but you're thinking. Like right. Have you already come to a conclusion of what's bothering you?
Yeah, I'm already mad, but I don't want to deal with it right now.
Right.
But see, that would make me feel better. If Amy just said to me, like, I'm mad right now, we'll get back to this when I feel ready to talk about it. I'd be like, okay, great. But when she's like, it's fine, never mind. I'm like, never mind what? No. I need to know what the never mind is. I'm like, why are we never minding? What's never minding?
Yeah, that's almost like, let's talk later. And
yeah,
it's like,
which
what?
Yeah,
no, let's talk right now.
Right when I'm not as mad.
What are we doing? Hang on. So you try, but then, you know, you just go out and buy an Xbox.
That's on sale.
That's on sale.
Yes.
It's fine.
That'll get her to tell you what's wrong.
Hey now.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
You're just a regular Joe, a regular schmo, living your life, but you have a famous person's name. There's a woman in Scotland, and her name happens to be Taylor Swift. She's 19 years old. She says it has become a huge problem because nobody ever believes that that's who she is. So she gets all, you know, she's got to show ID to get anything, ordering a pizza. People are like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And then they meet her and they're disappointed. You too share a name with someone famous. Let's find out who we've got here. The Morning Mix. Hi, who's this?
Ricky Nelson.
Hi, Ricky Nelson. But you're not the Ricky Nelson that some folks would know and love, are you?
No, I'm not.
Now,
I grew up watching the Nelson family.
Okay, so you knew the Nelson family show. Now, were people very pumped to meet you as Ricky Nelson? Did they know who you were?
Oh, yeah. Everybody in school knew who I was. And I constantly got asked, how's Ozzy? How's Harriet? How's your brother David?
Have those comments dwindled quite a bit over the years, Ricky?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. People are like Googling, what?
Yeah,
I can believe this, but my name is Ricky Nelson.
Right. The band Nelson, that was their kids, or something,
exactly.
Right?
Gunner and something, yeah, Nelson. Mm-hmm.
Now we go a little local. Hi, good morning, who's this?
Hey, good morning, Brad Stevens.
Hey, Brad Stevens, the mayor of Rosemont?
Yeah. I run into that quite a bit around Chicago, but around the country, it's head coach of the Celtics or a former,
Yeah.
So you've got a double trouble with the name Brad Stevens. Does it happen often enough that it's a problem, or is it more kind of a laugh when it happens?
No, it usually catches me off guard. You know, the entertainment district in Rosemont, the manager comes over and offering appetizers.
Oh my God, that's
awesome. I'm surprised you'll get everything comped in Rosemont for that.
Do you?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'd be living at Gibson's hilarious. If I were him.
Right.
Your table.
Hon, we got to go out of the way for dinner tonight. Why? We need, we'll go get some free apps. Don't worry. I'll take you to Rosemont. Don't worry about it. Like, what? Hi, the Morning Mix. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones, the superhero from the Marvel Comics?
You got it.
Wow, that's wild. Now, you've got a lot of really cool superpowers, but you're also an alcoholic. Is everything okay?
She is a little challenging at times with her sound now, with what she does. But I do get Luke Cage, so it's all good.
There you go. Not so bad. Yeah, you guys are breaking headboards everywhere. Now, Jessica Jones, the name really popped into the Marvel zeitgeist, I would say, about 5-6 years ago when the show premiered. Was that when people really started referencing Jessica Jones with you, or did it happen before that?
No, that's when it happened. I actually was using my credit card up in Vancouver, and someone goes, oh, you're a superhero. I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's hilarious.
I've had this name for 40 years, so I don't know what you're talking about.
And you had to literally look it up.
Yeah, I did. And I go everywhere now, and I have so many comic book participants that just bring it up and talk about it all day with me. I'm like, okay.
All right. That's
I'm more of a Marvel girl, not a DC girl, but apparently I've had to be on the DC side too.
Yeah, you'll be all right. That's fine. Jessica Jones right there with all the superpowers.
Wow.
And finally, hi, the Morning Mix. Good morning. Who's this? Hey there, the Morning Mix. Hi, who's this?
Karen Carpenter?
Hi, Karen Carpenter. Boy.
Oh, wow.
So many hit records. How's it been just dealing with all of the fame over the years? Not playing along.
Yeah.
Not a woman of many words at this point.
No.
But Karen, rainy days and Mondays always get her down. But today, it's like, just cloudy and Wednesday, so she should be happy.
Now, Karen, like Ricky Nelson, have you noticed the people referencing your name dwindling, or is it as popular as ever?
People don't really know who she is. My kids do because I've told them, but it is mostly the older folks that say, oh, Karen Carpenter, I loved her.
The Carpenter's Christmas record.
Come on. If you
are not playing that, you got to go get it. It's a classic. It's a classic around the holidays.
It's a classic. It is my married name. I was married in 93. I think she died in 83, maybe. I was not named
right
after her.
What's your husband's name?
William Carpenter.
I'm glad it's not Richard, because that was the brother's name,
right.
And that would just make it a whole
that
other weird
weird
level. Yeah.
But very early in our dating, we were at Ed DeBevick's with a group of people, and someone said, hey, if you guys got married, you'd be Karen Carpenter. That kind of freaked me out because, we were very young and, we're thinking about getting married. But that was, the first time. I'm like, oh, Karen Carpenter, yeah.
Oh, interesting. I don't know how I feel about this. But you came on board and you went with it. Did you guys play Carpenters at the wedding?
And you know what? We didn't. No, I do not believe we played any Karen Carpenter at the wedding.
That was an actual thought bubble that just exploded. I love it.
Oh, my God.
Don't you remember you told me you love me, baby? Baby, 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 baby. Oh, baby. I love you.
You know, when I hear the songs on the radio, I crank them and I try my best, but it's just not. She's got a great voice and no one could really touch it. So
have you ever used the name to gain anything? Like, you thought, oh, you know what, if we mention the name we might get a better hotel room or something like that?
One time I did get upgraded on a flight. This was a long time ago, and I said to my husband, I think it's because they just wanted to say Karen Carpenter over the speaker and tell me to come up to the podium.
but you took the upgrade though, right?
We did. It's actually because we notified them that they changed the gate, and, we told them, oh, there's still people sitting over at the other gate. So we did something nice.
And then they were like, are you Karen Carpenter? My God.
Yes. I'm like, come up to the podium. Everyone wanted to see me. But it was, they were disappointed.
I love it. Now, your name is Karen. My mom's name is Karen. And you guys tell stories the same way. And I love it. Okay.
Well, I know. I got the double whammy. I got the Karen and
Boy, that's been a rough last few years for you Karens, huh? Because you seem like a very polite, you might talk to a manager here and there, but only when deserved, I would assume.
Only when deserved.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Oh, my God.
Karen Carpenter, hell of a drummer, by the way.
Hey.
Sure. Just throwing things in.
That's right. I love to
hear
it.
You can go YouTube that. It's incredible. Amazing.
Karen, we still have you. Do you play the drums?
No.
Dang. You play an instrument at all?
I am not very musical.
Do you ever wear flowy dresses and sing soft lyrics to people?
No.
No? Dang.
Well, that's what Whip does.
That's what Whip's doing for you.
Right.
He'll carry that burden. No problem.
Absolutely.
Drop it. Pure emotion. He's never fake.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure like stepping on a rake. He might even make your head shake. Here we go with hot take.
I'm sure you've heard the old cliche, being a weather person or a meteorologist is the only profession in which you can be wrong 80% of the time and still keep your job. Well, that might be an exaggeration. I think it's a bit unfair to our fine brothers and sisters in the weather forecasting business who are not actually wrong that often and are, of course, just working with the information that is available.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
And you can do exactly that. The part that gets me is that weather forecasting itself, whether it be on TV, radio, or more specifically, any number of weather apps on which you can literally take the weather with you, it's still, even in this age of smartphones, AI, and driverless cars, so hard to freaking get it right. Now, I will admit, because I coach a 10-year-old baseball team, in case I haven't told you about that enough, I'm a little more sensitive because one of the responsibilities is figuring out whether you're going to be able to play or practice based on the weather. And you'd like to make that call as early as possible, as often as possible, so as not to jerk people around. But the way the weather in Chicago works makes it virtually impossible. Now, let's take yesterday. In the morning, there were supposedly going to be showers and maybe even some severe weather, including a thunderstorm rolling through in the late afternoon and early evening. So I was on my guard, thinking my 5:30 to 7 practice was in jeopardy. In the late afternoon, it got really cloudy. I'm thinking, here it comes. Then once I had already started my practice with the kids, we got about 6 drops of rain, followed by a massive amount of blinding sunshine around 6:15. Now, it did rain in some of the area, so technically the weather reports for the whole region were not wrong in their predictions. But I'm here about the weather apps, because there are several of them, including one that comes on your iPhone, another that literally has the word AccU right in its title. They will allow you to pinpoint your location down to your individual zip code and adjust the forecast accordingly. So yesterday, in the hour by hour, basically I had anything between a 47 and 53% chance of a light shower and a heavy thunderstorm at any point between 3 and 8 p.m., none of which actually happened unless you count the 6 drops as a light shower. But back to the 47 and 53% an hour by hour at a specific zip code. What am I supposed to do with that kind of information? I mean, I've had the Apple Weather app literally tell me many times that it's raining on my head right that very second, and it's actually bone dry outside. That thing has lied to me so many times, it would fail a polygraph, Chris. A polygraph. And by the way, my complaints about yesterday's wishy-washy non-washout could have gone for several days last week, too. Believe me, I was on pins and needles every time, including one day where it started the rain. The app said the rain would continue all night. I canceled my outdoor practice. It stopped raining 5 minutes later, and the sun came back out, and I felt like a dumbass. I realize it's an inexact science, but my complaints are twofold. Why, in 2024, is it still such an inexact science? I mean, I'm no technology expert. Don't we have satellites, radar, weather balloons, and, I don't know, people with cell phones in DeKalb to tell us what kind of weather is headed toward Chicago? And my other complaint, if we can't actually tell with any certainty what is going to happen in your specific zip code, or for that matter, what's actually happening at that very moment in your town, why have the app pretend that it can? It can really mess up a person's plans. So with all due respect to the entire weather business and all the expertise it takes to tell us about high-pressure systems, low-pressure systems, barometric pressure, grapple, scud clouds, updrafts, downdrafts, backdrafts, first drafts, isobars, millibars, and singles bars, could you redirect some of the resources you put into figuring that out and just tell us if it's gonna stink and rain?
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
We're going to start off with a couple of local trending topics. First, all Foxtrot's and Dom's Market stores closed yesterday abruptly. Some local insight there. Bob Mariano started Dom's. He also started Mariano's. That's after he was at Dominic's for years and years and years. So 5 months ago, Dom's Kitchen and Market merged with Foxtrot, and their parent company there was Outfox Hospitality. They manage both of those now. They're filing for bankruptcy, and yesterday, all the stores closed. You could go get whatever was left on their shelves. for free. So a lot of commotion there. Yesterday, people were very, very sad about those stores closing. And because of this, Vitamin C's graduation song started trending, specifically this part, as people started to mourn the loss of their grocery stores. Very touching moment.
It really is. Where else are you going to get a CBD-infused energy beverage?
Aldi?
With a matcha latte and half a roll of sushi for
$38.95. Wow, that's a
and
that
the
might
most
be
expensive
why they're bankrupt.
You've right. ever
literally.
Seen. Right. Yeah. It was very expensive. So I don't know. I guess we'll have to see where that all leads. But a lot of different theories on why this is exactly happening. And I guess we'll see if we get any more information. But it was very sudden.
And I hope they take care of the workers. I mean, the reports of the workers just showing up and being like, we had no idea.
Absolutely none. I'm very curious what's going to happen because they do have 8 or 9 locations. So those are prime real estate areas.
They have 30 Foxtrot locations in the Chicago
area. In Chicago?
Yes.
No, it was 15. It was 15.
15?
Yeah, I just looked it up because I never heard of it. I'll be honest with you.
They're all in the downtown area.
It's in a pretty small amount of space where they're all packed together. And then there are some in like Dallas and wherever.
Okay, so maybe 30.
They were kind of like Trader Joe's buddy who always shows up in a suit.
Right.
It's kind of the vibe of that place.
100%.
Basketball. What are you doing?
What the hell are you wearing a suit for?
Not necessary.
Hey, man, you got to dress for the job you want. Well, you know what I'm saying?
Apparently, the people showed them.
Talk to you about crypto? Get the hell out of here.
And next up, Nicki Minaj is in town. Last night, she posted a bunch of videos from the Shedd Aquarium with her family.
What?
She was at Don's getting free stuff.
Literally. Many
what timing?
It's crazy. So many started sharing the online videos and pictures. They think it's pretty cool. She literally is casually waiting for the dolphin show to start, sitting there with her son and husband. And then it does look like they got a private tour of the penguin exhibit, which, of course, if she was trying to blend in, it wasn't working. She had pink hair. But she's going to be at the United Center tonight and tomorrow.
Awesome.
So go check that out online. Definitely trending right now. Lastly, Love is Blind fans petition to remove Nick Lachey and his wife Vanessa as co-hosts.
What?
So change.org, there's an actual petition up about this. 21,000 signatures already. Complaints about the couple says that they focus too much on themselves. And their personal lives rather than focusing on the contestants. If you don't know what Love is Blind is, basically single men and women go on that show looking for love, and then they get together or they get engaged before even meeting each other. So that's already a crazy concept. But Nick Lachey and his wife are being blamed for the full potential of the show not coming to the people.
I didn't realize you were going to do this story because we don't go over who's going to do what, but we actually have audio because Nick Lachey commented on it.
Oh.
So there was an interviewer that, you know, they run up to him on the street with the mic in their face and they're like, why do you think people want you to get fired?
Yeah.
And he said, because they do.
That's true. TMZ caught up to him. They know. They always know where the celebs
are.
They got all those sources.
So much. Love is Blind.
Hotels and whatnot.
Love is Blind, and so is the talent they're looking for to host that show.
Oh, ouch. Yeah. Where's Ryan Seacrest when you need him?
Yeah, come on. Give that guy a buck.
Spin the wheel.
At least he can do it. Those two. It's like, what do these two even talk about when they're home alone?
Oh, and that's your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.